Now let's turn to personal money matters. The recession is affecting many Americans, but our most vulnerable maybe are senior citizens who have seen their retirement accounts shrink and their employment prospects fizzle. And now a new worry, credit card debt. According to a new report, Americans who are 65 and older saw the biggest jump in credit card debt of all age groups over the last 3 years. This according to a recent report by the economic research group Demos. Why might this be? Is this a problem? And if so, what can be done about it? Our regular money coach, Alvin Hall, is traveling today, so we're happy to have with us Washington Post personal finance writer Nancy Trejos. She's sitting here with me in Washington. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Why is this happening? I think that many people think of seniors as being the most frugal, the most money conscious, the least likely to depend on credit cards. So what do you make of this figure?
Well, what's happening is that most senior citizens are on fixed incomes or limited incomes. At the same time, they've seen their retirement savings decrease because of the ups and downs, mostly the downs of the stock market. Their houses aren't worth as much, and the health care costs are rising significantly. And as we heard your previous guest talk about this, senior citizens are the most vulnerable here because they need the most health care. And what we're finding is that a lot of them have no other option but to turn to their credit cards.
And so you're saying that many seniors are putting medical expenses, out-of-pocket medical expenses, mm-hmm. on their credit cards, like what, medication, co-pays?
Office visits, prescription drugs are a major part of that, dental care. According to that report, senior citizens had an average of $4,000 in credit card debt that they could attribute to medical expenses.
The figures are also broken down by ethnicity. Between 2005 and 2008, there was a 41% increase in credit card debt for Latinos. But African Americans actually just decreased their credit card debt by 15%, and white Americans decreased by 1%. I found that interesting. What do you make of that?
From reading the report, there was in there some talk of some oversampling of Latinos because they had not surveyed as many Latinos the last time they did this report. So that could be it.
The one other interesting data point is that seniors with higher incomes, slightly higher incomes, had more debt. And mm-hmm. that also seemed counterintuitive to me. Why do you think that might be? Is it they're falling through the gaps? They don't have access to, for example, government-funded programs to assist with health care and other things. And so this is kind of a group that isn't affluent enough to avoid using credit cards, but isn't poor enough to get any government assistance? Or?
Yeah, I think that they're sort of stuck in between there, and we're seeing that medical expenses are increasing significantly for everyone, and they may not have the types of access that that lower-income senior citizens have available to them.
Why is this a problem? Is this a problem?
I think it's a huge problem. I think senior citizens are in danger here because, as I said, they have fixed incomes. They have very few options for getting out of this credit card debt. And I think healthcare costs are going to keep rising. There's questions about Medicare, how well-funded that's going to be in the future. So I think senior citizens are extremely vulnerable here.
What can they do if they are on fixed incomes and they are faced with this escalation in Medicare costs? And we've discussed on this program, their employment prospects, I mean, seniors, older workers are less likely to be the first people laid off, but when they are laid off, have a harder time getting another job. What can they do if you find themselves in this situation?
Well, if they're in a lot of credit card debt, they do have options. I mean, the first thing I would advise them to do is to try to negotiate with their creditors, try to get lower interest rates, try to get a lower minimum monthly payment, or work out some sort of payment plan. And, it's hard to say how credit card companies are going to react. I mean, I've been hearing mixed stories, but I think they would be more willing to negotiate something with a senior citizen on a fixed income, if anything, because it would be a bad PR move for them to just say you're on your own here. Seniors can also turn to credit counseling agencies who might have better luck negotiating payment plans. And there are other options, other sources of income, perhaps life insurance plans that have cash values that they can borrow against, or even reverse mortgages. If their houses are fully paid off, they can get loans that they don't have to repay based on the equity of their homes. The drawback there is that the bank owns their home and they can't leave it to their children.
This is a very, I think, sensitive question, but do you recommend going to children for help, adult children, for for help if a senior finds himself or herself in this kind of bind?
Yeah, that is a very sensitive question. It really depends on the dynamics of the family. But, you know, if they have no other option, they might have to turn to their children.
But I had one senior, a friend of mine, say, you know what, I want my last check to bounce. I don't care. This is what I need. I'm going to pay for it. However I pay for it, I don't care. What do you say to that?
That's unfortunate. And it's really sad that a lot of senior citizens have been put in this position.
And Nancy, finally, is there I think you've told us everything you need to tell us. If people have more questions, they can, I guess, contact you at the Washington Post. We do entertain questions from listeners and from readers. We'll have your contact information on our website. Nancy Trejos is a personal finance writer at the Washington Post. She joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.